This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting on this Friday morning edition, live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations, and we thank them very much for carrying our radio show. And we thank all of our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world, not only via the satellite, but via the Internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics and our construction workers, too, not to forget about the bulk mail center sorting out that mail for delivery today, and the bulk mail, our haulers that are delivering the mail to those centers. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and take advantage of all the neat stuff we got over there to offer. Okay, joining us right now, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, 7 minutes past the hour. Good morning, kiddo.
Oh, good morning, Captain Boy. I think I'm ecstatic. Okay, let me.
Okay.
I get tongue-tied, you know, trying to get all this on. First of all, to the new Tampa Drum Club. I'll let the captain say the rest of it. I got too much to say here. Anyway, congratulations! Okay. Congratulations! Mm-hmm. All I can say, Captain told me all about it. Now, secondly, I have not, and I've lived through many National Day of Prayers, I've not seen one quite like yesterday. So sincere. You know, we are so blessed to have a president and vice president, because the sincerity, I don't know why anybody could not. Anyway, I had my own thing to do, but I watched a little bit of it yesterday. I'm so glad I did it. And by the way, Paula White, God bless you, darling. Love you. Mike, God, find your church. I may rejoin it. Anyway, all right. Now, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, as I said. Now, I got to watch. I did not get to see all of it. I didn't have time. I had other, places to go, things to do. But I got to see enough of it to say, if you guys think that the president doesn't love the Lord, well, quit it. Yeah, absolutely. You can't make up what I saw yesterday. All right, first of all, and I want to thank him, if he's listening or any of his team, super-duper National Day of Prayer, very, very sincere. And I'll tell you why. Some of the things that he said are things I've said to you guys. By the way, I love everybody. I forgot to say hi to everybody on the regulars. I love you all. Next week, blessings, don't worry. But I had to get to this. You understand. I'm just ecstatic. All right. You know, when people were giving their testimonies, this is what I loved. Number one, there's a lot of other things, but I can't get them all on here. But I was shocked at how spiritual this was. I felt like I was in church, except nobody was passing a plate for money. Honestly, Captain, I felt like I was in church. A good church, though, All right. Now, I especially like, what amazed me? Every time someone gave a testimony, because people are giving their testimonies of how they were helped, whether it be whatever, that we're helped through what our president has done. Do you know what shocked me? Is because this is the way I feel, and I should never be ashamed to say it. Every single one of them said this, and I was just amazed. They said what helped most was their personal relationship with Jesus Christ. One by one by one. I don't believe they were told to say that. They were sincere. I think even the president almost came to tears. It was beautiful. When he sat down and heard, it was just beautiful. Like I say, it was like a church service, and they gave their testimonies. But the president said some startling things. Well, they're not startling. You wouldn't normally hear them from well, for years we wouldn't have heard them, but we are now. And let me tell you what he said, because it was almost as if I were either in a church or saying this myself, because you guys have heard me say this often on the radio, very often. You know what he said? He said it so sincerely. I know when someone's sincere when they're not. You can't fool me. I've been around this thing too long. He said, prayer works miracles, and prayer saves lives. He said it twice. And for him to put that much into prayer, but he said something else that I love. And of course, there's a reason for it. He said, they that, you all know this verse, I've given it, and he was so sincere with it. I think I was amazed at the sincerity. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And boy, oh boy, what a verse for him to end with. He ended the part that I saw with it. And I thought, wow. And of course we know why he said that. We know that this is a president that's had to wait on the Lord. He's been almost persecuted to crucifixion, for goodness sake. People finding something wrong with him no matter what. Well, I'm going to tell you, he showed his true self yesterday. And I'm going to tell you all something, because I've only got a few seconds left. Many of you do not know. You might have missed the show I gave quite a while back, where his mother, the Great Awakening in Scotland, she raised him. And let me tell you, he knew the Lord. You think he didn't? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You know, sometimes we judge people wrong. We say, the guy yelled, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. No. It's deep inside of him. And of course, we know Pence is. And I have never, never been so blessed to know that I'm in a nation that we are led by people that of what I saw yesterday. And so congratulations to everybody. Again, I'm ecstatic for everything, for all of you who took part in the new help me, Captain, the Tampa Trump Club.
Tampa Trump Club.
Yeah, we got one here.
Yeah, but it's the Tampa, Tampa.
I can't say the whole thing, but.
Yeah, Club 45 of Hillsborough County.
Yes.
Yep.
I love you, all of you. He told me some of you that were there. I love all of you. I love everybody on the show. I love our new people. I'm just so loaded with love today. I'm too ecstatic to even hardly talk. It was a wonderful day, and we all have to thank God for that. And God bless y'all, and I'll do blessings next week. Thank you, Captain, so much, and God bless America.
All righty. And by the way, we had people last night that drove from as far away as Fort Myers and as far east as Orlando to come over to be there, and as far north as Ocala to be there. So quite a crowd, a very enthusiastic crowd. All right, Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, I want to remind everybody about the Mixon's Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe down there, because a lot of people showed up yesterday to have lunch with the captain, and a lot of people were trying all sorts of different things. I tried something different that I hadn't had before. I had the chicken salad sandwich, and it was excellent. I had it on rye bread, and boy, was that good. And I brought back a BLT with me to nibble on last night, which I had for my like my midnight snack, if you will. But the fact of the matter is, they've got all kinds of stuff, all homemade. The breads are all homemade at the hidden gem of Bradenton. And believe me, it is Mixon's Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. Now, they're known for their Cuban sandwich. It's very good. There were several people ordered those yesterday. Also, a couple of people beside me had grandma's pot roast, and they loved it. They loved it. Matter of fact, I almost ordered one of those. I'll do that the next time I'm there. But don't forget, and by the way, my buddy Fitz I think he had the Superman, which is one of their specialties they got down there. And somebody had to write the night sides, the nightclub sub. I saw that. And also, I know it might have been Jeff, but somebody had the forklift burger, which is a big burger, large and in charge, loaded up with all your favorite stuff and your choice of cheese cooked any way you want. It's not going to disappoint you. And then for dessert, yeah, we did it. Orange swirl ice cream. Oh, my goodness. Phew. Boy, was that good. Boy, was that good. And that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Pay a visit to them today. And by the way, you can call ahead, place an order, 941-748-5829. Mixon's Groveside Cafe at the Mixon Fruit Farm, 2525 27th Street South, the hidden gem in Bradenton, Florida. And don't forget that they also are a designated tourist site, okay, in the Florida Tourist Guide. So you people that come here from all around the country, this is the hidden gem right here in Bradenton. And by the way, I'm not sure, but I think my buddy Bill got on the tram and went for a ride afterwards to go take a tour of the farm. I think that's what he did. At least there were rumors of that effect. All right. Now, let's take a look at some things here, because we definitely have got a lot going on tonight. Now, apparently, our Attorney General yesterday, Mr. Barr, said something that got the Democrats mad at him. Now, I don't really know how he did what he did, but the words "be just and fear not" was taken as a warning shot at the hearing, at the people that were tearing into him. And then that fueled their response that we heard. Now, I got to admit, I've heard a lot of people get put down. But the way that the Democrats did it was totally classless. There was just nothing nice about what they did. You know, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all. Hate their policies, don't like their policies, whatever. But you don't go after the person, the individual. Besides that, Bill Barr has been the Attorney General before. Everybody loved him. They liked the job he did. Now, all of a sudden, you hate him because, oh, my God, he's working for the dreaded Donald Trump. Well, come on. Give me a break here. These people are just out to lunch. And again, oh, by the way, Facebook has once again banned Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Laura Loomer for violating the social media company's policies. They have banned them. They're gone. And if you had it with the social media sites, especially Facebook, there is a place and a way that you can go and join. Now, their website is currently under construction because we brought them so many members that they've had to go down. You know, the website's gone offline. They're adding more space, adding more programs and affiliates. But the website is hub.life. Hub.life. Now, check them out. Sign up. They're not going to block you. As long as you are respectful of the others around you, and you don't act like a damn fool, they're not going to block you. But if you do something stupid or you start using a bunch of profanity or something like that, then you get what you deserve. And just like I tell people on the pages that I manage, I have 7 different Facebook pages I manage that have 250,000 people total on them. What you do is you ask them to be respectful. You can differ with ideas. But please don't go after the individual, because if you do, then according to the Facebook policies, they are going to ban you. And the first time, I think it's a week or 10 days. The second time, it's 30 days. And the third time you do it, poof, you're gone. And you don't need to have that. So, if you are looking for an alternative, then I'd suggest you check out hub.life. Now, I'm also on another social media website called MeWe, M-E-W-E, MeWe.com. I have a page over there for the radio show. Now, I went over there because the Tampa Trump Club put an auxiliary page over there. And even though it's not as popular as the one on Facebook, they did that because they were having problems with some of the things that were being posted there. And it made no sense. It was stupid, some of the things that they were being chastised for, so they went over to MeWe, and I went over there and put an auxiliary page up there because they were there. So there you go. So that's a couple of alternatives for Facebook if you're having problems. Now, in case you haven't heard, our Republican governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis, is going to sign into law the bill that will ban sanctuary cities statewide all across the state of Florida. Now, officially, we didn't have any sanctuary cities officially, but we had some policies in some of the cities here in Florida that were not adhering to working with ICE or working with CBP to get the people that were here illegally deported and out of the system. And that is something that's going to change immediately, because now they'll not only have the federal law to contend with, but they'll have the state law which does not allow them to discriminate and say, well, we're not going to tell the ICE authorities who these people are that are here illegally that we're holding in our jails. We're just not going to do that because we're not going to cooperate with them. That's not going to happen in Florida. Thank God that's not going to happen in Florida. And then the other thing that happened that everybody's all bent out of shape about is the concealed, or I'm sorry, the weapons being allowed for teachers, teachers being allowed to carry weapons in school. But it's not just the teachers. Hello, read the damn bill. It's for anybody that works in the school system, janitors, kitchen workers, office workers, administrators, and yes, even some teachers with the proper training will be allowed to concealed carry on the school grounds. You will not know who's armed and who isn't. So if someone comes into a school, they're going to get a big surprise if they start to open fire on somebody. They're going to get a big surprise. And it's about time. It's about time. And once again, Florida made the national news because of that. Now, a lot of states are saying, no way, Jose, no guns in school, just the police resource officers, this, that, and the other, and all that. Fine. But if the bad guy comes into the school and you've got one resource cop and he's standing up by the doorway and he's plainly dressed in a uniform so you can see that he's there and you see he's got a weapon, and the bad guy gets lucky and takes the police officer out, then they have pretty much free rein if you've got no one else that's armed in the building to do whatever they're going to do. And this stuff has got to stop. And I'm totally in agreement with guns for the teachers and the people that work in the school systems. And I think every state in the country should do the same thing. All right, we're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. A lot of stuff to talk about there. Boy, I'm telling you, no shortage of information tonight. And we'll do that right after these messages coming right up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Attorney General Bill Barr refusing to appear before a Democratic House Judiciary Committee hearing on Capitol Hill on the Mueller report. staff lawyers, not lawmakers, would be asking the questions, so he says thanks but no thanks. But House Judiciary Committee Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York saying,
he has failed the men and women of the Department of Justice by placing the needs of the president over the fair administration of justice. He has even failed to show up today.
Now, Barr did answer questions for more than 5 hours from senators the day before. Here's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Attorney General Barr has been very transparent, brought forward the information. I think it's time to stop wasting this majority and actually get something done for the American public.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 122 points, the NASDAQ down almost 13 points, the S&P 500 down 6 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. By the way, yesterday we had Bo in from the National Aviation Academy. Thanks to all those that asked questions and got answers. And Bo told me that he had a couple of people call him after the show. So, there you go. There you go. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, did you know that in 14 months you could be sitting on top of an $80,000 a year annual paycheck? Did you know that's because the number of U.S. Bureau of Labor statistics it gives for the top 10% of aircraft mechanics shows that they can make as much as $87,000? Now, if you're good at working with your hands,
A career for you as an airframe and power plant technician, aviation maintenance tech, can be yours in 14 months of training at National Aviation Academy here in Clearwater, Florida, or in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. And for those of you listening up there in Boston, they are increasing the size of the campus up there. So there's some construction going on. They're also increasing the classes up there to include night classes that they hadn't had before, along with the day classes. And you will receive a lifetime career placement assistance. Now, the NAA team and their members are trained to help vets and active duty military transition from the military to a job in the private sector. And National Aviation Academy still has some openings for their May 31st class. So for more information and to find out how this would work for you, and check on their upcoming classes, by the way, go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask them about what it is they do, and they can certainly turn your career around or give you one that's going to be very, very, very beneficial. Now, the U.S. could lose a key weapon for tracking Chinese and Russian subs. It's a device that is about 3 feet long, weighs about 8 pounds, and doesn't explode. It's something that's dropped into the water, and then they track the submarines where they go. It's something that could be going away. We'll see. But certainly it means that we'll have to change a little bit about what we do. But who knows, because there's all kinds of undersurface devices on the bottom of the seafloor that let us know pretty much where the submarines are at any time of the day or night. That's something that's been developed over the years. Now, the war in Afghanistan, it's getting harder to track for the American public. And as U.S. military officials there have decided to no longer report on how much the country is controlled or influenced by the Taliban or other insurgent forces, this is going to pretty much allow the tracking of the Taliban control to go dark, as focus now shifts to getting out of Afghanistan versus how many Taliban are going from here, there, and everywhere. And the Pentagon of the Navy right now still haven't issued any statements about the USS Harry S. Truman. Now, Pentagon leadership was only given a few hours warning this week that Vice President Mike Pence would announce the Trump administration's new opposition to retiring the USS Harry S. Truman 25 years early, as the Navy had long planned. Because, quite frankly, we need our aircraft carriers. And retrofitting the Harry S. Truman is a smart and sensible way to keep that aircraft carrier out and in the midst and doing its job, keeping America free and safe. Also, there is no end in sight for military missions along the southern border of the U.S. with Mexico. There just is no end in sight. Defense Department officials don't know when or if the military's deployment to the U.S. southern border will end. And in lieu of what we told you about happened this past week with the two Washington State National Guardsmen who were basically armed with a pencil and a pen and .145 caliber pistol with a magazine, loaded magazine, and a spare loaded magazine that went up against six Mexican military representatives of the local drug cartel on the Mexican side of the border. It was the drug cartel's militia they ran up against. We told you about that. We were the first ones to do that. And we were also the first ones to tell you what it is that they were doing on our side of the border to begin with. They'd lost a drone. Now, what they're doing is they fly drones, the smaller drones, over to see where the openings are, where they can sneak their shipments in of either drugs or people. And that's apparently what they were doing, which is why they went and retrieved their drone and then brought it back to Mexico. And in the process, ran into our two National Guardsmen who were on recon and we had the encounter we had. Now, I can tell you, I'm being told by the military that that will never happen again because our military will be armed properly on the border. And by the way, the radios that they've got, the cell phones that they've got that are jammed along the border by the Mexican drug cartels when they've got something going on, they're switching to satellite phones now. The satellite phone cannot be jammed. So there you go. Now, the Trump administration has drastically dropped visas for Afghan and Iraqi interpreters in light of the sacrifice made by Iraqis and Afghans who assisted U.S. forces. Congress created the Special Immigrant Visa Program to get them and their families to safety in the U.S. Now veterans, as well as dozens of lawmakers, say they're afraid the promise they made is being broken. Well, it's not the Trump administration that did the breaking. Fact be known, it's the Congress, the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. Fact be known. So let's get our story straight there. By the way, Al-Shabaab, a fighter that was responsible for a U.S. soldier's death, the U.S. military has reportedly killed an Al-Shabaab militant. It says participated in an attack against American forces that left a U.S. soldier dead and four other Americans wounded. Good for them. Got rid of the bad guy again. And despite the president's tough talk on Venezuela, no marching orders have yet been given to our military. However, I can tell you that there's things in the works. We may see the Navy out there blockading the Venezuelan oil shipments, keeping them from going to Cuba, and keeping Cuba from shipping stuff into Venezuela. That may be happening fairly quickly. We'll see. And a day after the unsuccessful original coup attempt in Venezuela, military force is reportedly available for an option if that's what it takes to restore democracy there. But the Pentagon says they've not yet received any orders to prepare war plans. Well, let me tell you something. They've already got contingency war plans there. This is what they do at CENTCOM. They constantly work on different scenarios around the world for what to do if. So don't buy that one because it's actually, there's actually, I guarantee you there's one or two or more plans already in the pipeline. And we'll see what happens. Now, could the U.S. boast military support to help Nigeria defeat Boko Haram? Yep, because Britain is now considering stepping up its military efforts to help the Nigerian government defeat Boko Haram and drive them out of the country following a rise in terrorist activity in the country's northeast part of the country in the past year. And the U.S. is also considering the same thing. Boko Haram, by the way, is an arm of ISIS in Africa. Think about that for a minute as we go to break. And good morning, Dave in Indiana. How the heck are you? Nice to hear from you. All righty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and here we go.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
righty, Leland Martin, the working class guy himself, and he's down off the Ice Road Truckers series now, back down to hauling his regular stuff. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and, of course, we are talking about all of their dealerships, four of them, and you serve, you save. Don't forget, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all 911 dispatchers get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on brand new vehicles, and certified pre-owned vehicles come to them as well as the public at wholesale price, along with Moss Care, free tire rotations and free oil changes. Now, severe thunderstorms are forecast today and tonight over central and western Texas and the lower Ohio Valley. Thunderstorms in these areas that could produce damaging winds, large hail, and a few scattered tornadoes are possible. Additionally, several rounds of thunderstorms with heavy rain across these areas will bring the threat for flash flooding through tonight. Now, right now, we have got along the border, same area where I told you about before in the last hour, we've got a severe thunderstorm warning, which now is almost on top of Laredo, but certainly down through the valley right there along the river. It's just Eagle Pass is included in this, too. Now, also in Texas, northern Texas and northeast Texas, to include I-20, to include U.S. 30, to include I-35 going north-south, up into Oklahoma, you've got rain, pretty much a soaking rain there. It's been raining all night by the looks. And southern Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma, also the western part of Arkansas, you've been getting a pretty steady rain all night long there. Now, looking at Missouri, you've got some scattered showers along I-44 in the southern central part of Missouri, the Ozarks right there, Fort Leonard Wood. Looks like you have that scattered showers right there. And then you do have some rain over to the east in Kentucky and the southeastern portion of Illinois right now with some flash flood watches that are up in there. The rain goes over towards Cincinnati and also the southeastern corner of Indiana there as well. Now, some scattered showers up in eastern Wyoming and western Nebraska. You've got some freeze and frost warnings for the western part of Colorado tonight, and also freeze and frost warnings for the Medford, Oregon area along I-5 and then down towards Redding, California, in California. Some windy conditions up in Montana and some unsettled weather up there in the northeastern part of Montana. In the northern part of Michigan, the rain is gone now down around Detroit, but in the northern part of Michigan, you have some high winds tonight, so be advised the winds are howling up that way. Also, in the Bettendorf-Davenport, Iowa area, where the rivers and all the rut and the flooding and the levee was run over by the water and then busted open, that water is headed downstream. So those of you down around Memphis in the low-lying areas, you need to be starting to think about what you're going to do. You've definitely got some water coming in your direction and more coming, too, with the rain over there in the western part of Kentucky as well as up into southwestern Ohio. So think about that as we move along. Now, again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. They've got some tremendous new vehicle deals there for you. You Serve, You Save program is there as well. You save tens of thousands of dollars off the vehicles. Now, I am driving a Moss Titan. It's the big V8. I do very well with it gas-wise, and it gets it rides like a car. I'm really amazed at how smooth the pickup trucks have gotten. Because back in the day when I used to have Fords or Chevrolets, Fords were notorious for being empty and just bouncing. They've probably come a long way now, too. I haven't been in one in a number of years. And the last Chevy I was in couldn't get out of its own way. Was supposed to have a big engine, but the big engine, I guess, got up and left. But this Nissan I got, this Moss Titan, this is the real deal. You want a truck, you check one of those out. That's a real truck. All right, now, coming up in just a minute or so will be Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And also, Turkey. Let's see, Denise Simon is telling me something here. Matter of fact, let's go right to the telephone line, so let's go to Denise Simon. What did you just send me? Because I was going to talk about the Ukraine anyway. Tell me what that is you sent me.
Oh, well, it was the Ukraine.
Yep.
Yeah, and then Ezra Turk.
Uh-huh.
And then Venezuela.
Wow. Well, we had the DNC up to their eyeballs in the middle of this process. And by the way, who was the DNC chairwoman in 2016? Debbie Wasserman Schultz from South Florida, right? West Palm Beach?
Well, I'm not sure when that transition happened, because remember, she was kind of forced out. And then the other lady from New Orleans took over.
Yeah. And then, of course, we had the guys after the election, Perez and what's-his-face up there in Oregon, Keith Ellison, that became the co-chairman after the election.
Correct.
But there was all kinds of things going on. Xavier Becerra with the Democratic Congressional Committee server and the hacking that was done there. And you had the other people that were involved from, where were they from, the Pakistanis?
Yeah, but that's a whole separate kind of thing. Who I'm trying to think of was Donna Brazile.
Donna Brazile, now the Fox News contributor.
Correct.
Go figure, right?
Well, I mean, she's no longer at the DNC.
No. And she still sounds very much the Democrat when she's talking.
Well, that's what she is.
Yeah.
You know, fair and balanced.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. I'm just looking at another message I got here pertaining to something I just mentioned about the targeting of the Taliban in Afghanistan. Apparently, we changed our policy there, and we're no longer monitoring, per se, their movements and what they're doing because we're trying to negotiate with them to get out of Afghanistan. That's a policy somewhere along the line. It was made by somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that that's still current, because I think some of those talks have really been terminated because we've entered the fighting season.
Okay. All right. Well, hold that thought, because we're going to break, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, we are broadcasting all across the country. And hello to our new friends in Salem, Oregon on KSLM. 1220 AM and 104.3 FM. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Please whining about it. We just have to get people out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.